Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tunnell. For today, Sunday, September 2nd. It's so hard to believe it's September already, but today is September 2nd, and we are excited about tonight's show. We have Miss Yolanda Frederick on the line with us, and we want to just jump right into the conversation. But first, I just want to remind anyone who's calling in, if you have a question or comment, please press the option to speak with the host, and we'll make sure we get you on the line. You can also send us your questions and your comments via social media on Beauty. We're Beauty underscore Talk on Twitter, Beauty underscore Talk underscore Media on Instagram, and we're Beauty Talk Online on Facebook. Now I'm going to turn it over to Denise, and she has some beauty news for us.
For you guys?
Okay. I'm so sorry. I had you on mute. I'm so sorry.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. And once again, thank you all for joining the show. I just have a couple of two quick items for you tonight. The International Congress of Aesthetics and Spa in Miami, Florida, October 28th and 29th. And if I'm not mistaken, I think that's a new location for this show. I think it normally takes place in Orlando, if I'm not mistaken, but it's taking place at the Hyatt Regency Hotel, Miami, in the James L. Knight Center. There will be a retail conference, a business conference, a wellness conference, a mindfulness conference, a makeup trends conference, marketing conference, social media conference, product-focused training, premier exhibitor showcase, and countless networking opportunities. So for more information on the International Congress of Aesthetics and Spa coming to you October 28th and 29th in Miami, Florida, you can call 800-471-0229, or you can go online and visit their website at lneonline.com. Again, that's lneonline.com. And we'll be giving you all more detailed information on that as far as the different conferences, the lectures, and the demos that will take place there in Miami. We'll give you more information on that next week. The Powder Group presents Industry Intensive, The Artistry of Beauty, Monday, October 8th. In 2003, the Powder Group brought the idea of makeup education and community development to a new place for our industry, where support, inspiration, and an elevated perspective were the focus. Now, as they celebrate their 15th anniversary, it's hard to believe the Powder Group's been around that long, but now as they celebrate their 15th anniversary, the bar is once again being raised as they introduce their newest program, the Powder Group Industry Intensive Series. This series will consist of one-day, multiple artist programs that focus on one area of work in makeup artistry. The events will kick off in New York City with the Powder Group Intensive, the Powder Group Industry Intensive, the Artistry of Beauty program. This series, produced and hosted by the Powder Group founder Michael DeVellis, is a first-of-its-kind program brought to you by the Powder Group that you do not want to miss. Monday, October 8th, New York City, one day, a dozen of industry's most inspirational voices in the arena of beauty, demonstrations, panel discussions, and business, product, and artistry talk. The intensive will feature Linda Mason, Orlando Santiago, Eugenia Weston, Morel Hollis, hopefully I'm pronouncing this correctly, but Matson Malawizada, not sure if that's correct, Eve Pearl, Sheila McKenna, Vanessa Myricks, Stephanie Floor, James Vincent, Moses Ramirez, Victoria Bowers, Adam, and Michael DeVellis. The space is limited to 40 attendees. So if you are interested in this intensive, the deposit will be a $100 deposit to hold your spot. For the pilot group members, it's $320 per session. For non-members, it's $420 per session. And to register, you can go to thepowdergroup.com to register as well as to receive more information. But the program starts at 9 a.m. and it goes all the way through 6 p.m. So there are individual courses.
I couldn't do it. Please try again.
Please forgive my computer. The intensive goes from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. So there are individual programs taught by those individuals that I named. So. And they each class has a cost, so that isn't like a group cost. Each of them have an individual cost for members and non-members alike. So again, you can go to thepowdergroup.com for more information.
All right, great. Well, we're getting ready to speak with our guest tonight, but first, I just wanted to remind you, those of you who are out there listening, that if you have a question or a comment, please give us a call again at 914-803-4399. That number is 914-803-4399 if you have comments and questions. And we'll be right back right after this.
Beauty Talk Radio, hosted by your favorite twin celebrity makeup artists, Janice and Denise Tunnell, is celebrating 10 years, and we simply want to say thank you to all of our guests, our sponsors, and supporters who have taken the journey with us. Because of your support, we've been able to bring you conversation, beauty and skincare tips from the industry's finest, and so many more. Sam Fine, Australian makeup artist Ray Morris, James Vincent, V. Neal, Nigeria's own Lola Maja, Kevin James Bennett, Rocky Cosetti, Marietta Carter Narcisse, Tim Bucharin, Mickey Taylor, formerly of Essence Magazine, AJ Crimson, Michael DeVellis, Suzanne Patterson, Larry Sims, Denise Myrick, Melissa Street, Michael Key of Makeup Artist Magazine, Camille Friend Rochard, Naja Riquette, Bernadette Thompson, and so many more. We're celebrating 10 years, and we're so excited about what's to come for Beauty Talk Radio. Millions listen live and via iTunes downloads from around the world. So we have to say thank you to our listeners in the U.S., of course, the U.K., Australia, Ghana, Russia, South Africa, Uganda, Brazil, South Korea, Ireland, Canada, Sweden, the Bahamas, and so many other parts of the world. Are you following us on social media? We're on Instagram at beauty_talk_media. We're also on Twitter at beauty_talk. And we can't forget about Facebook, Beauty Talk Online. We're celebrating 10 years. We're excited about where we're going, and we know you are too.
All right, and we're back. I'm excited to introduce our guest tonight. I would read you her bio and tell you a lot about her, but I think I'll let her do that herself. Welcome to the show, Yolanda Frederick.
Thank you so much. Is this Janice?
Yes.
Or Denise?
Janice.
This is Janice. Okay. You are so right. You guys sound both, you sound so much alike. And you're absolutely looking at your pictures online. And I was like, oh, my God, they're beautiful. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Absolutely.
I'm so happy to be here.
It's a pleasure for us to have you here. It's so much to talk about in this one little hour. We're going to try to get it all in, though. Why don't you start off the conversation just by introducing yourself to our listening audience. Tell us a little bit about you, where you're from. And what inspired you to become a makeup artist?
My name is, of course, you know, Yolanda Frederick. I was recently married. Well, not so recent, but 6 years ago I got married. So my name is hyphenated now, Yolanda Frederick Thompson. So I've been doing makeup since 1991 professionally. I won a Rotary scholarship to study in Europe on my postgraduate business degree. So I decided that, hey, I'll just take a little throwaway job for 5 months, save my money so that I'll have, you know, more cash when I'm over there studying. So I actually saw an ad in the paper here in Atlanta for a position at Van Michael Salons. I'm sure you guys are familiar with Van Michael, correct?
Yes.
So Van Michael is an Aveda concept salon, and I went over there and fell in love with the place and the people, and, you know, they all treated me with so much respect, and I learned so much about the craft. But I initially was introduced to makeup in the theater department. I have a degree in communications and theater. I was always really fascinated by the transformative power of makeup. Just always interested in aesthetics and beauty and transformation and such. So, you know, that's kind of where it was born. But I honed my craft at Van Michael. So I was there for 5 months, and then I went overseas to study. And while I was there, it was really interesting because I saw a music video with the girls from TLC in the video, and I remember having a feeling like it was like a premonition. I was like, I'm going to know these people. I don't know why I felt that way. And you know, it was just, I guess, my gift was revealing itself. And you know how all the stars line up to put you in the right place where you're supposed to be? That's kind of how it happened. I wanted to be a business executive. I wanted to work at a Fortune 500 company. So long story short, I came back to Atlanta. I was married at the time to my daughter's father, and we split up while I was pregnant, and I needed a job. So I went back to Van Michael, and I was like, you know, just there kind of visiting, and the owner was like, do you need a job? And I was like, yeah, I do. And I started working there and stayed there for about 7 years. And then I got an opportunity to leave there in 1998 to go on the road with TLC, which puts me back to that place where I had that premonition about knowing those girls. Imagine that. They were my first celebrity clients, and I had not really beat the pavement. I hadn't really been, quote-unquote, an assistant for anyone. It was just serendipitous. It was really a blessing because I went into LaFace Records, and there was another makeup artist there, and we were both there for kind of auditioning, so to speak, for a job with a new client. They had signed this girl, Esperanza, and they needed someone to do makeup for her photo shoot. And I was there with my book. I had maybe 5 or 6 pictures, and this girl had 2 books. That's back in the day when we carried those huge books.
Wow.
So I was sitting there, and I was like, wow, you know, this girl has 2 books. I'm a little shook right now. But the guy, the creative director, he walked in the room, and he was like, is your name Yolanda Brown? You know, this handsome black guy. Walking, I had no idea who he was. You know, very clean cut, dressed real nice, walks in the room. Is your name Yolanda Brown? And did you used to work at Merit's Travel in St. Louis? And I'm like, what is going on here? Because that was my first job out of college, and I hadn't used my maiden name in years. And no one in Atlanta knew me by Yolanda Brown except for my family. Yeah. So I was like, you know, blown away. And then he just explained to me that he was an intern at the first job I had out of college. and he remembered me.
Oh, wow.
And that was the reason that I got that job at LaFace Records, and that's where it all started. Cut to 27 years later, you know, I'm still, you know, out here grinding and working and, you know, fulfilling the dream that I had in Europe 27 years ago.
That's a beautiful story. Yeah, it really is, and I'm glad you shared it, because I always like it when we have guests on who, you know, who've been in the business pre-social media.
Uh-huh.
And so if you can talk a little bit about what that was like, you know, getting work. Now that you're in the industry and you have you're working with TLC, what was it like for you getting other jobs? Just explain a little bit so that our listeners know, you know, what it took, you know, because this was during the time when, yes, you did have to have a book. You know, you actually had to have a resume. You actually sent resumes and cover letters and you have actually met with potential clients with a book. Nowadays, it's so different. So just talk just a little bit, if you don't mind sharing a little bit about what that was like for you and how you you went from TLC. What was next? You know, who was your next client and how did that become?
It was, first of all, getting to that point was difficult. I had a small mm-hmm. child, so I had to work and be a single mom, but thank God her dad, you know, was there holding me down. He was a great father, so I got to explore this career and really make it work for me, but it was a lot of work. You know, it was, you know, testing and, you know, printing and, you know, keeping that portfolio updated, keeping that website updated, you know, keeping your resume, your CV updated. Like, it was just a lot of pounding the pavement. I had to get out there and work. There was no mm-hmm. such thing as sitting behind the computer and doing beautiful makeup and you can push a button and have thousands of people see your work. Nobody mm-hmm. knew about me but people in Atlanta. It was hard.
Right.
And many of people told me that you're never going to make it in this business unless you move to New York or California. And I just mm-hmm. could never bring myself to do that because my daughter's father was here, and I didn't want to rip her away from, you know, everything that she knew. It was comfortable for us to be here with our support system. So I didn't want to disrupt
right.
that. So I just did the best that I could. And the number one thing that I feel that got me to the next level and kept me in this game is coming to work prepared.
Mm.
Be prepared. Say yes more than no. And be prepared. Be professional. Because I wasn't the best makeup artist then, but I was the best at making my clients feel like they were my number one priority. I came with everything from a tooth. I had a toothpick, a straw, a tampon, a toothbrush, toothpaste, lotion. And if they ever told me there was something that they liked, I always had it in my kit. And if they say, hey, Yoli, do you have those little toothpicks that I like to use, or you know, do you have a straw, or do you have a Band-Aid? Or I came to work prepared for anything because I was out on the road with these people, and I'm like the concierge service. When
mm-hmm.
nobody else has anything, Yoli has it. They can come to me, and that develops a lot of dependence, a lot of comfort, knowing that you have people on your team who take what they do very seriously. I took what I did very seriously. I came to work. And I, no matter how much I got paid, I worked like I was getting paid, you know, at the top of my rate. So I
right.
still maintain that same work ethic today, and I have repeat clients, you know. And that's what kept me in the game, because not being in LA or New York doesn't afford you the flexibility to work with 100 different clients a year.
Yeah.
I might work with 10 different clients a year, but they're the same people. They keep
right.
working because they trust me. You're in people's personal space, so you have to be
mm-hmm.
trustworthy. You have to take care of yourself. We're in the business of selling beauty. We have to go to work radiating that.
Mm-hmm.
We have to live it. In order for people to believe it and to trust us and to trust that their good money that they're spending is going to pay off, you know, they want to see that, okay, if this person is doing this for themselves, and I feel comfortable knowing that they're going to do it for me too. So that's kind of how
right.
I, you know, how I maintain and now I have maintained in the business. And, you know, by, you know, my work ethic, I've been passed around by word of mouth. You know, for a long time, I didn't have an agent.
Mm-hmm.
I booked myself, you know, and I worked with pretty much everybody at LaFace Records except for who was there. I've never worked with Toni Braxton or Pink.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty much, you know, every other big act over there I worked with. And I worked with a lot of guys. Like, I worked with Usher for years. I worked with Outkast for years. I worked with Goody Mob for years. I worked with, like, a lot of, like, new and upcoming you know, the newbies back in the day, back in the 90s, all those guys were new.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right,
you know,
right.
I got to cut my teeth, you know, on some really big acts, and I kind of grew with them. I came up with them. You know, the only really established group that, you know, I worked with right away, and it was, you know, seriously like almost the first time that I was able to work with a celebrity. I had maybe worked with two pseudo celebrities before that was TLC, and they were huge. So I jumped right in and, you know, I had favor. I just had favor, especially from my girl T-Boss. Like, we were really close, but, you know, I got along with all the girls, and, you know, it was an amazing experience for me. I learned a lot about the business by being affiliated with them.
Nice. And, you know, I was kind of laughing on the inside when you were naming all the items that, you know, you had in your kit, because as you were naming them, I was like, you know, it's like before you said it, I was naming off in my head some different items, tampons, you know, toothpicks, you know, because when we're
yes.
working in film and TV, you know, on our hair and makeup trailer, we have it all, you know, and even people
yes,
always talk about
it.
How... Exactly. People always talk about how heavy my set bag is, but it's because I carry everything. Eye drops, like you said, Band-Aids. You know, I have, like, the little dental picks, you know, mm-hmm. little flossers. It's like I hate to say no to somebody when someone asks for something and I don't have it. That's the worst feeling to me at work. Like, I have to feel like I've got it all so that I don't ever have to disappoint. And I think that's so important that you mentioned that, being prepared. And people remember that. People remember that. And that is how your name gets passed along. And it's not, sometimes it's not even about your skill level,
mm-hmm.
but it's about how you carry yourself, how you present yourself to the client.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, can they depend on you? Do you have what they need? It's so, so important. So thanks for mentioning that.
Yes, yes. Always, you know, on time, you know, always
mm-hmm.
come to work, you know, presenting my best self and always being prepared. Always,
yes.
All those things you said that you have on your trailer, I have a little mini bag of them in my kit. And for many years, my kit was like 60 pounds, but I can't carry around 60 pounds anymore, so I had to downsize. Right. You know, I had to take some things out of the bag so I can manage. But, yeah, I, you know, for many years when I worked in Atlanta, because I don't really work in Atlanta that much anymore, people would always be like, you have the cleanest kit that I have ever seen. And people hired you because
oh.
of that.
Oh, yeah.
They
that's important.
They weren't saying
sure.
– they. Yeah, they weren't saying then that you do the cleanest makeup I've ever seen, or your makeup is the most flawless makeup. People said to me that you are so organized, you're on time, your kit is clean, you're so professional. And that's how I was able to work in this business and elevate myself at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now,
Yolanda, you've pretty much said a lot of things that new and upcoming artists could really take and apply to, you know, to their careers. But is there any other advice you would give a new artist? I guess advice on how to achieve this.
Well, it's a little different today. Like, mm-hmm. if I was a new makeup artist starting today, achieving success would be a different journey, a different road.
Mm-hmm.
From my perspective, if you get an opportunity, you might not get it twice. You might only get it one time. So make that one time count. All the things that I said earlier about, you know, your appearance, your presentation, being prepared, all of those things are a given. Bring your A game to work. And to me, you know, I feel like the script is a little different. A lot of makeup artists come to work these days wanting to be a celebrity, wanting to be celebrated, wanting to be in front
right.
of the camera.
Right.
I'm still uncomfortable doing that. I'm still uncomfortable. I force myself to do that, but because I've always done really well being in the background, playing
mm-hmm.
a support role. You know, I've always played the support role. I'm always the cheerleader. I'm always the person who, you know, makes my client feel beautiful, you know, and I sit, you know, in a space of encouragement, you know, to make sure that they do what they have to do so we can keep coming back to work. Because if your
right.
client's not working, you're not working either. So, you know,
sure.
my thing is I would say that the biggest pet peeve for celebrity today is confidentiality.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing how to be politically correct when you're in the space, you know, of a superstar, of a celebrity, because if you're out of pocket, you might not get but one chance with that person. And that's definitely
right.
not what
okay.
you want. You know what I mean? So
that's, right.
that's one really, really, really big thing that I would say. And the obvious thing is know your craft. You know, do your research. Before you go to your client's house or to the studio or wherever it is that you're going to execute your job, you know, do research on your client. See what their skin complexion looks like. You know, look at different pictures of other looks that, you know, other makeup artists have done, you know, to see where you need to live, to see where that person is comfortable. Because sometimes they don't want you to come in and change things. They want you to come in and enhance things. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
right.
I think, you know, a lot of times we kind of get in our own way because, you know, we overthink things and, you know, we come in with our own ideas instead of understanding that it's always, always a collaborative effort. You know, I talk to the hairstylist, I talk to the fashion stylist, I talk to the publicity person, the publicist. I talk to everyone so that we're all on the same page, so that we're all working together to make the look count. Because if hair is awkward, I don't care how beautiful your makeup is, the client's not going to get what they need to get from their red carpet experience. If the
mm-hmm.
hair is great and your makeup is off, for instance, if the hair is red and then you decide to do a pink lip, You know what I mean? You gotta live in the world. You gotta live in the world where the whole artistic perspective is happening. You have to live there so that everything works and gels together to make the look count. So I think that would be my second thing. You know, do your research. You know, make sure that you have, you know, a creative powwow with everybody so that, you know, everybody's on the same page, because it's always a collaborative effort. It doesn't work with makeup alone or hair alone or wardrobe alone, because bad wardrobe can kill the whole evening.
So true. So true.
So,
what about,
yeah, so.
Okay, so earlier in the conversation you said that, you know, your name was passed around a lot, and you got jobs that way. You didn't have to have an agent. At what point did you say, okay, now I need an agent, and why?
Let me see. I started working with some pretty big acts. Just lots of people. I started getting really, really busy. And when people call me and ask me for my rate, I love to work so much that sometimes I will negotiate under what I'm worth. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, my work is a work of passion. So sometimes I forget that this is my job. This is how I eat. You know, and
mm-hmm.
I just always want to be out there doing stuff. I want to be working. I want to stay fresh. And the only way that you stay fresh is you stay out there. So sometimes that eagerness to just be out there will, you know, have you negotiating underneath what your value is. So I really needed some help with that. I needed to take myself out of the equation because, you know, people call you and they ask for favors and you're like, okay, I like you so much. Yeah, sure, I'll do it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if you remove yourself and take that pressure off of yourself, someone else can do the negotiating without being emotional about it. And people actually literally respect that more.
Yeah.
They take you more seriously when you have those layers, when you have that protection. Because that's the professional way to do it. I just don't like talking about money with people. I just never have.
Mm-hmm.
I like for my agent to do that because they are more equipped to assess my value. And they know when I need to, you know, lower my rate because they might see
mm-hmm.
a bigger picture. They might see something, you know, on the end game that's going to be more beneficial for me if I just ride it out. So, I mean, because even for me, some of my biggest acts that I've had incredible business relationships with and still do, I worked for them for free in the beginning. I did favors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did a test, you know, or I did more than one test. You know, just because, and that kind of solidified a long and working relationship. So, you know, sometimes, you know, you just need other eyes, you know, on the situation so that you can get the best that you need to get out of it for yourself. So.
And so with that being said, you know, there are people out there who are interested in agency representation. But they don't know how to go about it. As an artist who's looking for agency representation, is there certain particular things that you need to do or need to be prepared for before seeking out an agent?
You need to test, and test with multiple ethnicities. That's still is a hindrance to me. I actually learned how
mm-hmm.
to do makeup on white skin, on Caucasian girls and, you know,
yeah.
Asian women because I worked in that type of salon. And when I went to school, my school was predominantly white. So, you know, all the friends and people in the theater department that I got to, you know, do makeup for just because, you know, they were white. So I really understood that a lot more than I understood doing makeup on different colors of brown skin. But now, you know, that I'm in Atlanta and I've worked in the music industry and I cut my teeth, you know, at LaFace Records, I've had a lot of, you know, people of color as my clients. Mm-hmm. So, and people look at my social media or my website, they look at my work and they think, oh, she might not be able to do, you know, other ethnicities. And that's so untrue. So even me, I still have to, like, make an effort to get those images, get a variety of different images out there that represent the scope of work that I'm capable of doing. Basically, I would just say test, test, test. It's all about being visual and use that social media medium to put your best work out there. Just hustle. It's a hustle game now. There's so many makeup artists. There's so many really good makeup artists out there, and it's about connection, you know, get out there and work, and then when you work and you're around, like, really cool people and celebrities, and they introduce you to other really cool people in the industry, like agents and publicity people, and, you know, and if your work, you know, speaks for itself, then they'll call you back, and that's how you keep backing those relationships until you make it to the place that you really want to go, including getting good representation. And that's really hard. I have really good representation now, but it took me a really long time to get the exact thing that I was looking for to help support my business. I had to work. I had to build a name for myself. Then people want to work with you. Oh, that's so-and-so. Yes, we definitely want to represent her because she's the truth. Or, you know, she's worked with this person and that person and this person. You know, they just, you know, kind of gravitate to the energy that you put out. Put out great energy. Put out great work. Don't stop elevating yourself. And then you'll attract those people into your space. That's how it happened for me. It wasn't easy. Because there's so many people out there. And again, if you're not in one of those really big markets, like L.A., New York, Miami, Toronto, where it concerns movies, even Atlanta, where it concerns movies. But I want to get into that arena, but my expertise and my experience was basically honed in the entertainment world. So I haven't really gotten very many opportunities to work in the movie or television sector. So, you know, that's something that I definitely would love to do because Atlanta's really booming right now with that. But I'm, you know, that's not where I live right now. That's I'm kind of out of the loop. But, you know, all in all, there's enough work out there for everybody. If you're talented, if you're motivated, you know, if you're passionate about what you do, you're going to find work.
That's right.
So, yeah, I wouldn't be super concerned about finding representation in the beginning. You know, I would just be super concerned with making connections, networking, and getting out there and working, just working. Even if it's testing, you need to be out there working. That's how you meet the right people to help bring you to the level that you need to be in your career.
Absolutely. Now, you're speaking about working with a lot of different people. One of your main clients is the singer Sierra. You've been working with Sierra for a very long time. What is your working relationship like? You know, what is it like to work with one particular artist for a very long time? How do you guys collaborate when it comes to looks? Just what's the whole relationship like?
Well, I have been working with Sierra since she was 16 years old. So you know, I know her face like it was mine almost. So she has a signature style that we both have helped develop and create throughout the years. So, you know, it's really easy actually working with her. I always know what to expect. We pretty much live in the same world as far as her aesthetic goes. We experiment with some things, but, you know, some things, how do you say it, are better left alone,
mm-hmm.
for lack of a good word. If it's working, if it's not broke, don't fix it. She always looks amazing. Where it concerns her, we're minimalistic. She looks good with that sheer, radiant, bronzy, slightly mm-hmm. contoured, nude, not pale nude, but like a peachy nude lip, or a cinnamony nude lip. She looks good with that. Like, she doesn't look good overdone. So we live in that
right.
world, and sometimes we experiment with, you know, maybe a structured eye or some color or maybe a heavier wing or a more traditional winged eye with a light center. But we don't really go too far outside of that. So it's really comfortable and easy because I've been doing her face for so many years. I love to try different products on her skin, but I usually always go back to the old faithful products that I love to use that I know are going to work. And it's a delicate dance working with someone that you've been with for so long because
mm-hmm.
you're comfortable. But you can't get so comfortable that you're not professional. I do not come
right.
to work late. I don't dip into her business if she's not talking to me. If she's talking to her publicist or having a side meeting or a side conversation, I don't jump in that. That's business. You know, she's handling her stuff. And there's an invisible line between our friendship and our business relationship.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't ask me to work for free. You know, she doesn't ask me for favors. She books me through my agent because we've established that right in the beginning that, hey, I'm coming to work as a professional. This is my livelihood. I'm coming to, you know, contribute creatively to your career and your brand. It's a serious thing, so I don't take it lightly, and, you know, we don't play around where it comes to, you know, our business relationship, but after we're done, then it's time to hang out and have a good time because she is my best friend, so, you know, we do a lot of that, you know, we do a lot of laughing and, you know, celebrating and lifting and uplifting each other and, you know, just doing what friends do together. But, you know, when it comes down to work, I don't take it for granted that I cannot lose my job.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that. So, you know, I would, it's like hard not to get emotionally and personally attached to people that you're around like that all the time for so many years, but I really
mm-hmm.
try not to, but it, you know, I meet all the people that I've had the pleasure of working with throughout my career have been really amazing, great people. So it's
mm-hmm.
hard not to fall in love with them. But at the end of the day, you know, you still have to be mature, professional. And in order for people to respect you and to maintain their and to reciprocate that professionalism by, you know, making sure that you're taken care of and paying you your rates and paying you on time and treating you with respect, then you have to bring that to the table as well. That has to be the energy that you give out. You give it out and you get it back. So
absolutely.
Yeah, that's basically, you know, how we try to manage, you know, being around each other so much.
Thanks for sharing that. I think it was that's a lot of important things that you said that people should hear and should know. You know, definitely not getting comfortable and always being professional, knowing how to separate your longtime friendship from your working relationship is very, very important. That was great information. Great information. So I'm going to take the seriousness out of the conversation a little bit. What inspires you to create as an artist?
Oh, my God, anything beautiful, beautiful art, beautiful music, beautiful people. I love looking at other artists.
Mm-hmm.
I love looking at the way that they create, you know, and their process and, you know, how they illustrate their passion. Like, I'm really intrigued with all that. So, you know, I'm a student. I'm continually educating myself every day. I'm trying to learn something new about makeup. So I read, you know, I'm on social media, I'm on the internet, you know, I buy magazines, and I study. But my most favorite thing to do for inspiration is travel, because traveling, you know, exposes you to different cultures and, you know, just a whole different vibe. And that in itself, you know, brings so many other layers to your craft, so many colors to your craft. And, you know, I just, you know, I love seeing how people from other countries express their creativity. It's just a little different than, you know, what we do here. You know, so it's like art imitating life for me. I love living a colorful life. I love traveling. You know, I love beauty. I love fashion and all of that stuff. You know, I take what I need from it to make me, you know, more creative. So also, another really important thing that, you know, I'm inspired by are the people that I work with. You know, I work with some pretty incredible people, some pretty talented and amazing. Did you hear Jennifer Hudson the other day singing at a home? My God.
I did, yeah.
She's
amazing.
So incredibly talented. When I'm around someone with that much talent, I want to bring my A game.
Right.
It makes me want to level up, basically. Like, when you're around someone who's that amazing, it inspires you to want to be to be amazing as well. So, you know, I always bring my A game, always, and I'm inspired by, you know, all the really amazing people that I surround myself by. And another really important thing about being successful is positioning. You have to put yourself in the right place. You have to, if you want to be successful, you put yourself around successful people. If you want to be creative, you put yourself around creative people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, all that stuff just kind of like, you know, takes on a life of its own. You know, it rubs off. I never want to be the most creative person in the room. Because I want to learn something.
I get it, yes.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah, I take a little bit from every encounter, you know, every beautiful moment that I'm, you know, blessed to be in the presence of. I take something from it and add it to my collection of, you know, inspirational moments. So,
well, speaking of Jennifer Hudson, I was looking earlier at one of your photos of your work with Jennifer on your website, and the first thing I thought about when I saw it was effortless. Like, your work seems effortless, especially with Sierra. It's like, you know, you can tell she's not wearing a lot, but it just seems like you just, you know, I don't know, took the powder brush and just blew powder on her face and then she's done. It's like the work with Jennifer, the same thing. It's just like, I don't want to say it wasn't much, but it just seemed like it was so easy for you. I don't know. It's just simple beauty, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. I can't quite get it out, but it's just simple that beauty, and the looks are so classic and clean.
Yeah, that's kind of my thing. That's kind of the thing that people know me for. You know, honestly, I don't know how it ends up like that. It just kind of does. You know, I know that before I go to work, I always pray, because anything can go wrong. And these people are paying you really good money to lend whatever you have to lend to their brand. You know, that their brand is money for them. So,
right.
You know, you don't want to go to an event that they spent a collective $50,000 to be at, and then you screw up the makeup. You know, you have the answer for that, and you might not get called back. But I pray before I do anything, you know. And I just ask God to, you know, allow me to do the very best that I can. And I try really hard. Like, it might look effortless, and I guess after I'm done, I feel like, okay, good, I got that done. That was easy. But the whole process of getting prepared for that, I usually have anxiety. I don't know why. I do. I get excited. I get butterflies, especially if it's a brand new person that I've never worked with. You know, I stay prayerful, and, you know, I stay meditating, and I make sure that I come to work ready to be the face so that I can come back. But it's just funny that you said that, because Jennifer and her team, they call me the boxer. That's their nickname for me. So, you know, I go every time, you know, to make them happy. I want to make them smile. I want to make, you know, it's kind of therapeutic for me too. And I'm sure that it's, you know, sort of a therapeutic thing for an entertainer, like right before they get on stage, that whole process of that whole routine of preparing to get out there and do what you do, and have people who you trust to make sure that when you're out there, you look the absolute best you can, that you look absolutely flawless. You know, that's always my goal, is to make my client happy, so that all they have to worry about is whatever they have to say at the podium, whatever they have to sing podium, or whatever they have to do at the podium. The only thing they're worrying about is that, and not about what they look like, because then they know that they look good. So Yeah, so yeah, that's my thing. I love making them look like the best versions of themselves.
Yeah, you even mentioned it earlier when you I think you were talking about like when you go to, you know, to your client, not trying to invent something new, but just enhancing, you know, what's already there. And you also said a few seconds ago, just maintaining their brand.
Right.
Like you don't have to invent anything new. You just enhance what's there. And that's so obvious in your work that you're enhancing what's already there. And there's something else that you do, I noticed on social media, that I absolutely love. And on a lot of your posts, you'll use the hashtag, was it no retouch or no filter? I can't, let's see, hold on.
No retouching.
No retouching.
No filter.
I love that you do that. I just think it's so important that people see.
Sometimes I retouch, though, but sometimes.
Well, but
you know
but it's not overdone, though.
No, no.
It's not overdone.
Not.
And you can tell that.
Yeah.
You can tell that.
Yeah.
You can tell that. So how do you feel about... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead. Ask your question.
I was going to say, how do you feel about, like, some of the work that you may see on social media that's just over the top with the retouching?
I think it's art. I think it's art more than makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it is beautiful, but it's art, you know? Nobody could ever look like that.
I was going to say, most people out there,
nobody looks like that.
There are people out there, though, trying to achieve those looks, and they have to realize that they'll never be able to achieve that.
No, you can wear transformative makeup and look good with good lighting in front of your beauty light and your camera at home. But when you walk out in the street at 4 o'clock in the afternoon with that makeup on, it's pretty much a disaster. Janice, I'm just going to say that, like, you know, because I've seen people at functions that have that kind of makeup on, and I'm like, I get it, you know, I get it, because they're out there not really living in the moment. They're out there to take pictures. They're out there to document and post this stuff on social media. So they come wearing that kind of makeup, and it looks good when they take pictures, but just looking at them in the flesh, it's pretty scary.
Scary.
Pretty scary, yeah. I love, like, looking at my clients in broad daylight and going, oh, my God, they look so great. So when I can say that to myself, I know I've done a good job. And when I can take a picture of Sierra or Jennifer and post it, and I'm like, oh, my God, this doesn't even need a filter or a retouch, then I know I've done my job. I'm like, okay, today I did my job. And that's me giving myself a little shout-out going, Yolanda, well done. You did a good job today. Because you didn't have to touch this picture. You didn't have to tune it up. You didn't have to touch it. Like, so to me, that makes me feel good. That inspires me. I inspire myself when I do that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at a photo on you.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Yeah, and it's okay. I was going to say it's okay sometimes to pat yourself on the back and encourage yourself. So it's a good thing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I was looking at a photo on your on Instagram of Cassie, and you say her smile says it all. And, and your hashtags are Queen, Natural Beauty, In Natural Daylight, Yoli's Makeup, and Glam or Ring. I want to get to that. Let's talk Glam or Ring.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, we're running out of time. So I want to really quickly tell you about my invention, Glam or Ring. I drew it. I drew a picture of it on a piece of paper because I'm all about being minimal. I'm a minimalist. I like when things are convenient. I like to multi-use products. So, you know, I use... in my kit, I use the concealers for foundation. I can mix them together to customize. I can use the cream eyeliner as lip liner. I can use it to either line my eye or base my eye. I can contour with it. I can mix it with the darker concealers to make an even darker concealer. I use the eyeshadows for contouring, highlighting. I use the bronzer for bronzing, of course. You could put it on your lip. You could put it on your eye. I can just use everything in my kit. They have 9 things in them. They have 2 shadows. They have 2 concealers. They have a bronzer, a powder, a cake eyeliner, and what else is in there? I'm thinking, and 2 lipsticks. So everything can be multi-used and used and mixed together to make custom colors. So I drew it, and everybody told me, no, you can't put makeup in a phone. You can't put makeup in a phone. I'm like, you can put makeup in a phone. I just would not accept no for an answer. And I kept, you know, pushing forward with this thing. I had a prototype done in the United States, and it turned out to be a disaster. And I met this lady in the Delta Lounge in Chicago. She was an inventor, and I heard her talking about her invention. So I showed her mine, and she was like, I'll help you. So she did, and she introduced me to a really amazing guy in Hong Kong. His name is KW, and KW had the prototype done in 3 months. It took 3 years for the people in the States to do it, and they did it wrong, and they ripped me off. He did it in 3 months, and he helped me bring it to life. So I launched in November, and I'm selling online. I'm on Amazon. So what I really want to do with Glamouring is, you know, take it on a tour. I need to go to all the beauty expos and talk about my product. It's just been really difficult because I've been so busy with work and my clients that, you know, I don't have time to do all the things that I really want to do with Glamouring. But, you know, I'm getting there. I'm making progress, and it's so exciting to have something in your hands that you dreamed about and that you have the physical object in your hand that you did. It fits all iPhones except for the 10. It's multi-use, and the trays are replaceable and refillable. So, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, I can start a movement with the Glamouring, because nobody's done that yet. It's patented in seven different countries. I have an international patent, and I have a trademark. So, you know, I'm just praying that this thing does what I think that it's going to do. I'm excited. I'm really excited about it.
Nice. That's nice.
That's wonderful. Are there any products in your kit that you like to use, like, no matter who the client is, no matter what the job is, what's in your kit that's like some of your favorite products that you can't work without?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I'm going to go to some of my old favorites, okay? And you might laugh at me, but these are things that work for me. So I am in love with those little Fashion Fair cover tone concealer pots. So old school, but so works on like so many different complexions, and they're so small that I pack a lot of them in my kit, and they're easy to travel with. They don't love those. Can't do without that. Cannot do without MAC peach powder, the loose powder. I can't do without the peach. And then deep peach is also amazing, but I can't do without peach. I can use that on so many different skin complexions, and it just melts right into the makeup. It's amazing.
I forgot about
I love
those.
That. Oh, my God. They're so good. I love the Anastasia, the little tiny thin brow pencil.
Uh-huh. Oh, me too.
So amazing. There's a new product that I just found out about. It's called X1. They have, like, a really cool, like, it's a little tiny pump bottle that's easy to travel with. It's a concealer, and it's so pigmented and so creamy. It's so amazing. It's made by this company in London called X1, EX1. So amazing. Tattoo Lashes. Wispy lash ever, like a natural wispy lash. It's so amazing. I love them. And let's see. Oh, there's a brand called Ready to Wear. They have this really amazing mascara with fiber in it. My friend Joan Benjamin, it's her brand. She sells online. It's called Ready to Wear. Kind of like, you know, kind of not really a mainstream product, but I'm not like not into brands like that. I'm into whatever works.
Right, right.
So, you know, those are some of my favorite things. Also, I don't want to forget to, you know, let you guys know that I'm going to, are you guys going to be at the makeup show in Orlando?
Possibly.
Yeah, so I'm going to be a keynote speaker for that particular show, so I'm super excited about that. This is my first time being invited by the makeup show to present, so I'll be there presenting, and I'll also be showcasing Glamouring at booth C9. So whoever's listening to me, come see me in Orlando. I'll be there. I have lots to talk about, lots to share, from, you know, trade secrets to tips to how this business has took me all over the world and back. So I'm really excited about that. Hopefully you guys will be there and I can get to chat with you in person.
Yeah,
but,
if we're going to be there, it'll definitely be just like one day. Because we're currently working on a TV show now, so it really depends on when we finish up that
Friday.
Yeah, so we'll see.
It's so exciting, so exciting. Yeah.
No,
so,
which day
you know,
do you speak?
On the 16th, Sunday.
Oh, Sunday. Okay.
Yeah, Sunday. So what are some of you guys' favorite products? You know, maybe I can, you know, get a few tips from you guys, because you guys are amazing too, so.
I cannot live, this is Denise, and I cannot live without Mario Badescu's Rose Water Spray.
Oh, my gosh.
I have to have it.
I have heard about that. Is that what you use to set the makeup after you get done?
I use it before I put any makeup on.
I'm going to check
it out. I use it on everybody, and I use it before. I don't care what kind of skin they have. They all get it. They all get the rose water spray. Badescu is Badescu.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rose water. Okay.
I love it.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I was going to ask your sister, what about her? Did she have anything amazing to share?
I do know, like, for Shine, I've learned a few years ago about a product called Orchid Gel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's by a company called Skin, SKINN, and it's amazing for those clients who are like extremely oily.
Mm-hmm.
I love that product. That's a great.
I have a really good one too for that too. Have you seen the Mally Compact? It's a pink compact.
Yes. I want that so bad.
Oh my gosh. With guys, this is what I do. I'll take my brush, right, and I'll sneak a little bit of cream foundation on it, and then I'll swirl it on that glycerin, the top of the glycerin block, and then they don't even realize I'm putting makeup on them because it goes on like butter. I mean, it goes on like silk, and it keeps their skin so nice and matte. I love that, but I'm going to try the Orchid Gel. And you said it's by Skin.
Every time I go into Ulta, I can never find it.
They're always out of it. You could probably order it online.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing right now.
Yes, I'm gonna check these two things out. Yeah, I'm a makeup junkie. I, you know, going into a makeup store is dangerous for me. Because I go in to pick up one thing, and I end up spending like $200, and I'm like, oh, my God, why did I do this? Mm-hmm. And I get home, and I already have everything that I bought.
Yes.
So
and you know what else I like? I also love Marc Jacobs has the waterproof eyeliners, gel eyeliners.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
And I love them and like all the different colors.
I'm going to try that.
Yeah, those are my favorite.
Have you guys tried Fenty's, those little matte lipsticks?
From which brand?
You said Fenty?
It's
Fenty Beauty, Rihanna's.
No. I haven't tried it yet.
They're called Matte Moselle Flush Matte Lipstick. They're amazing. They're so rich and they're not dry. They don't dry your lips like regular matte lipsticks do.
Right, matte lipsticks.
Yeah, and they're super, they're really, really nice. I really like her lipsticks. Who else has great lipsticks? Oh, Pat McGrath.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Her packaging alone, oh, my gosh.
Is amazing. Yes. Yeah,
there really is
so much stuff out there. So many things.
Yeah, so many things. But like you were saying, it's work for everybody. There's room for everybody. Everybody and everybody's product. Everything is appealing to, different people, so there's a lot out there to choose from, which is good.
Yeah.
I was just telling my sister earlier, back when we first started out, you have social media now, but back when we first started out, there was no social media. The internet wasn't like it is today, as far as information is concerned, and it's like, everybody wasn't a makeup artist, and you didn't find out about other artists the way you do now. Like, you can just go on social media and find all these people all over the world. Back when we were first coming up, you discovered makeup artists by you're looking in a magazine and you're seeing who did the makeup, or you're watching a movie and you saw who did the makeup. And a lot of times it wasn't really a lot of ways to find out about those people. You just waited until you saw their name again, in another spread in a magazine or something like that. So, the internet and social media has really changed the game, and has changed this business. A lot of good, but then, of course, there's always those things that are not so good. But if there was one thing you could change about this beauty industry, what would it be? How would you change it?
If there's one thing that I could change about the beauty industry, I would change that god-awful brow that people do with a white tracer around it. I would just shoot it with a bow and arrow and kill it. That is the worst thing that I've ever seen people do in makeup. Like, I don't understand that really big, almost one brow thing with the white tracing around it. I just don't know how people look at that and think it's beautiful. But, yeah, I don't really like, I'm not really a big fan of that overdone look. And I don't really like, the way people are hiding behind the makeup. It's way too transformative for me. Like, it's almost like they make themselves into a painting instead of a person.
Right. Yeah.
So I prefer to see some skin there. I prefer that you don't over-highlight under your eyes so that you look completely white under your eyes when the lights are off. There's an art to that. I love that technique, but there is an art to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I use that technique. And I've made a couple of mistakes using that technique. But I think I've gotten it under control now. But that can be pretty scary. I don't like the way people overuse that, and I don't like the way they're, just kind of hiding behind the makeup. I don't like that. I can't wait for the time when, women are just more comfortable enhancing what they have instead of covering up what they have. And another thing that I would like to change is people's ability to do makeup with a computer.
Hmm.
That's scary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what happens to, you know, all of, it's almost like what's going to, it might happen like what happened to magazines. Like, magazines
yeah.
are going away. Like, I hate that. Like, I love magazines. I love flipping mm-hmm. through the pages. I like touching
yep.
the page, you know? I don't like that, you know, things are disappearing. It's very scary. I don't know what the future will bring as it pertains to artists who use their hands to work in the flesh.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Will everything be computerized? Will everything be digital? Yeah, I just don't want to lose that. I don't want to lose the human touch to our business.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's one thing I could change, it would be those few things, you know.
Yeah.
If people really just kind of slow down and really appreciate the craft more. It's not
mm-hmm.
always all about business and endorsements. And, you know, yeah, we have to eat and, you know, there's some artists out there who are doing some really super amazing things. And thank God for that because it gives us another stream of income when we can get out there and build our brand and then have
right.
Companies, you know, use us to endorse their products and pay us for that. So you're not always on your feet running behind your money. Like sometimes
right.
you can sit down and do things and just have your money come into your account. So, you know, that's really a good tool, and I'm really happy for that because, you know, it's created a lot of millionaires.
Mm-hmm.
Young millionaires. And I always love to see, you know, young artists and people out there who are talented. I like to see them reap the benefits of their hard work, and that's really amazing. And it gives us something to strive towards too, because we, meaning people who've been in the business as long as we have to redirect now.
Absolutely.
You
know,
even though, you know, those were the good old days, and, you know, we had to pound the pavement, and we did things a little bit differently. If we're going to stay alive, we got to redirect. We got to keep up with what's going on. We have to keep up with
absolutely.
Change.
That's right.
So
absolutely.
That's primarily what I'm focusing on now. You know, there are a lot of things that I, you know, don't like to see happening in beauty, like everything being digital. But at the same time, I embrace it because I know that in order for us to stay viable and to stay alive in this business, that we have to keep up.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's right. Absolutely.
That's right.
I don't think you could have said it any better than that. I mean, we definitely have to embrace what's happening and find
mm-hmm.
a way to make it work for us. You know, I mean, you don't have to do what everybody else on social media is doing, but you have to embrace a little bit of it and find a way to, you know, to make it work for you.
Right. Absolutely.
That's so true.
Because now that just, the social media just even the playing field. It gives everybody
mm-hmm.
an opportunity to go out there and make something happen.
Yep.
That's so
right.
We got to find our niche. We got to, like you guys are doing with your radio show, with your TV show. You know, these are the things that's going to extend your brand.
Right.
These are the building blocks here. You know, you're building your empire. You're creating multiple streams of income. And we have to stay busy. That's all. We got to stay busy.
I like
that's
the sounds of that, building our empire.
Yeah. That's right.
Absolutely. Now, Yolanda, before I ask the very last question, shout out one more time the makeup show, the dates. and what day you're going to be speaking at the makeup show, and then give out, you know, where people can find you on social media as well.
Okay, so I'll be in Orlando, Florida, at the makeup show September 15th and 16th. I'll be showcasing my new product, Glamour Ring, which is a mobile makeup phone case. It's revolutionary. You can carry all your things with you. Who leaves the house without their phone? Nobody. So what better way to transport all the things that you need to look fabulous all day? So, yeah, I'll be there at booth C9. So, yeah, come see me, guys. Also, I'll be speaking on the 16th. I'll be giving a keynote presentation talking about my journey. And what else did you ask me to talk about?
Oh, and then where can they
find
you on
social media? Yeah, you can find me at Yolanda Frederick on IG, at Yolanda Frederick on Twitter, at Glamouring on IG, and also you can find me on Facebook, Yolanda Frederick, Yolanda Frederick Thompson, and Glamouring on Facebook as well. So I'm on Twitter, IG, Facebook. And then my website is IamYolandaFrederick.com. So come check me out, check out my work, let me know what you think, comment, ask questions. I also have a YouTube page. It's Yolanda Frederick on YouTube.
Nice.
So, yeah, follow me, guys, and I'll follow back. So,
cool.
Yeah.
My last question is, what is your definition of beauty?
My definition of beauty is getting up each day, facing the day with as much positivity as possible, and committing to being the best you that you can possibly be every day. I think that's beautiful. To love yourself is a beautiful thing. And that reads from the inside out. Those are my best days. When I have that day that I'm feeling really good about myself and I'm positive, I feel on top of the world. You can't tell me anything. I feel at my best. I feel the most at my most beautiful moment is when I'm feeling good about myself. So, you know, take care of yourself. Take care of yourself from the inside out. Self-care, guys. Exercise, eat right, take care of your skin, take care of your hair. It just makes you feel good.
And then it makes you treat people well.
It does. It makes you, you know, feel good. It makes you look good. It makes you treat people well. It makes you add a little more positivity to this world, and that's what we need.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We thank you. Oh, my gosh. I could talk on and on and on and on.
Me too. I can get carried away.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
We're going to have
this
to.
This is wonderful.
We're going to have to, when you're in Atlanta and not busy and we're not busy, we're going to have to find a way to meet up and continue talking.
Definitely.
Because I could talk.
I would love that. I would love for us to get together and compare notes. That would be great.
Absolutely.
Let's make it happen. Awesome. I would love that.
So, again, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Anytime.
Big thank you to EJ over at Crowd Management for helping us get it going.
Yeah. Oh, my God, he's
really
amazing. I love my team. Thank you, EJ, Lee, Siobhan. Thank you guys for helping to make this happen. This was wonderful.
Yes, absolutely. And we'll do it again. This won't be your last time on the show. So
okay, definitely. just let me know.
When time permits. Yeah, when time permits itself, we'll do it again, because I'm sure you're going to have some awesome information to share.
And
things. Absolutely.
Always.
That's what it's about. So
all right, ladies.
So keep us posted. If there's any information you ever want us to share about Glamour Ring or anything else that you have going on, just let us know, and we'll get it out in our beauty news segment.
Awesome. Thank you. Yes, please talk about Glamour Ring.
Will do. Will do.
All right, well, good night.
All right, thank you. Have a great night.
Okay, you too. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys for tuning in tonight. We greatly appreciate it. And another big thank you to Yolanda Frederick for joining us tonight. What a wonderful conversation. Great information shared. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Thank you to our listeners. We continue to come back week after week after week to share with us. Our listeners from all over the world. We have huge followings in the UK, in Australia, the Bahamas, of course, the United States, throughout the United States, of course, over in Asia, and just all over the world. We want to just say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for helping us get to this 10-year mark. We greatly, greatly appreciate it. Stay tuned. Each and every Sunday we're bringing you great topics and great guests, and we have a lot of great things in store for the show, and we're trying to go with the show. So just continue to come back every Sunday and hear what we got to say, or definitely follow us on social media. And why don't you tell them how they can follow us on social media?
Well, do. You can follow us on Facebook. We're Beauty Talk Online Radio on Facebook. On Twitter, we're Beauty_Talk. And on Instagram, we're Beauty_Talk_Media. And you can follow Janice on all of her social networks. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. She's at Janice Tunnell. That's JanicTunnell. And then you can follow me, Denise Tunnell. And I am DeniseTunnell. Excuse me. But I also wanted to mention next week's show. We're going to be talking skincare, all about skincare with Skincare by Saj. She's one of our fellow film and TV makeup artists here in the Atlanta area, but she also has a great thing going on Instagram with her skincare page, Skincare by Saj. That's AJ, and she will be joining us next Sunday, and so we're going to have a little fun talking about skincare and all a bunch of different products. So if you are a skincare product junkie, you definitely want to listen in on this show next week. And please remember that if there's a show that you miss live, you can always check it out on the replay in the archives. You can just go to blogtalkradio.com/beautytalkwithillusions.
Yeah, I'm excited about Saj's show because I have a lot of products new products that I want to introduce. So I'll probably also be showing them on my Instagram stories and feed coming up soon. But again, thank you guys for tuning in. Have a safe and wonderful holiday weekend, and have a beautiful and blessed week. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
How would you like to become friends with benefits? I'm sure that got your attention. I'm talking about FriendsBeauty.com, now offering a benefits discount program to all of our friends. That's right. Professionals that qualify can save up to 40% and non-professional consumers up to 10% just for setting up a free account online. At Friends Beauty, we offer a huge range of products, including beauty makeup, special FX and theatrical makeup, skincare, wigs and extensions, styling tools, and more, with thousands of brands at the best prices. We've been in business since 1940 and pride ourselves on ensuring our friends have the best shopping experience ever. Sign up for our Friends discount program and shop with us today at Friends, that's FRENDS, no I, beauty.com. FriendsBeauty.com. We also offer studio services for production orders at 818 691 818-691-1294. That's 818-691-1294. Join our program and become a friend with benefits today.